This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Climate change is reshaping infectious disease patterns worldwide. Rising temperatures and shifting weather patterns are fundamentally altering how infectious diseases spread across populations, according to a comprehensive review published in Nature Medicine, May 2026. The analysis examines the mechanisms by which climate variables influence pathogen transmission, seasonality, and outbreak patterns, findings that carry urgent implications for global public health preparedness as extreme weather events become increasingly frequent. Multiple climate variables know directly affect pathogen transmission cycles, seasonality shifts, and geographic range expansion of disease vectors worldwide. Source: Nature Medicine Review, May 2026. Temperature expansion: How warming enables new disease zones. Warmer global temperatures are extending the geographic range of disease vectors, such as mosquitoes and ticks, into previously unaffected regions. The Nature Medicine Review identifies temperature thresholds below which many arthropod-borne pathogens cannot complete their life cycles. As these thresholds shift northward and to higher altitudes, established transmission zones expand. This mechanism has been documented in dengue, Zika, and Lyme disease distribution patterns across multiple continents. The speed of this expansion poses a particular challenge for health systems in temperate zones, historically unprepared for tropical infections. Early warning systems that integrate climate projections with epidemiological surveillance now offer a pathway to anticipate and mitigate these shifts, though implementation remains inconsistent across regions. Related articles on global health policy explore emerging surveillance frameworks for climate-sensitive diseases, seasonality disruption, breaking predictable patterns. Climate change is destabilizing the seasonality patterns that have historically defined infectious disease transmission cycles. According to the Nature Medicine analysis, shifts in temperature, humidity, and rainfall are compressing, extending, or altogether altering the timing of peak transmission periods for respiratory infections, vector-borne diseases, and waterborne pathogens. This unpredictability complicates vaccination campaigns, resource allocation, and public health messaging that traditionally rely on seasonal forecasting. Communities that have managed diseases through seasonal preparedness now face years in which traditional timing no longer holds. The interaction between climate variability and demographic change, particularly rapid urbanization in vulnerable regions, amplifies outbreak risk during transitional periods when public health defenses are least prepared. Clinical updates on emerging diagnostic protocols help clinicians respond to unexpected disease surges, extreme weather as a multiplier, convergent risk beyond gradual warming, extreme weather events, floods, droughts, hurricanes, create acute conditions that trigger disease outbreaks and overwhelm health systems simultaneously. The Nature Medicine Review emphasizes that these events interact with underlying climate trends and demographic pressures, poverty, displacement, malnutrition, to create compound epidemiological emergencies. Flooding contaminates water supplies and enables rapid transmission of waterborne pathogens. Drought stress causes malnutrition and migration, dispersing infected populations. Health systems in low-income regions face compounded strain. Infectious disease burden increases precisely when climate-driven disasters damage infrastructure and divert resources. Data integration across meteorological, epidemiological, and humanitarian response systems remains fragmented, limiting coordinated response capacity. Strengthening these linkages is now recognized as essential to health policy adaptation in climate-vulnerable regions. Climate variables fundamentally reshape pathogen transmission cycles, seasonality patterns, and geographic disease distribution. Dynamics that interact with extreme weather and demographic stress to create unprecedented outbreak risk and health system strain. Nature Medicine Review authors. Nature Medicine, May 2026. Key takeaways: rising temperatures are extending the geographic range of disease vectors, such as mosquitoes and ticks, into temperate zones, expanding transmission zones for dengue, Zika, and Lyme disease. Climate change is disrupting established seasonal transmission patterns, making disease timing unpredictable and complicating traditional public health preparedness strategies. Extreme weather events, floods, droughts, hurricanes, interact with gradual warming and demographic stress to create compound epidemiological emergencies that overwhelm health systems. Integration of climate projections, epidemiological surveillance, and weather monitoring offers early warning capacity, though implementation remains fragmented across regions. Frequently asked questions: which diseases are most vulnerable to climate-driven expansion? Arthropod-borne diseases, dengue, malaria, Zika, Lyme disease, and waterborne pathogens are most sensitive to climate shifts because their transmission depends directly on temperature, precipitation, and humidity. According to the Nature Medicine Review, vector-borne pathogens have critical thermal thresholds. Once regional temperatures exceed these thresholds, transmission zones expand rapidly. Respiratory infections also show altered seasonality in warming climates. Can early warning systems predict climate-driven outbreaks? Integrated systems that combine climate data, vector surveillance, and epidemiological monitoring can forecast geographic expansion and seasonal shifts months to years in advance. However, the review emphasizes that such systems require sustained funding, real-time data sharing, and coordination across meteorological, public health, and humanitarian agencies, infrastructure that remains underdeveloped in many regions. The Nature Medicine Review notes that pilot programs in Southeast Asia and East Africa have demonstrated feasibility but not yet at scale. How does climate-driven displacement increase disease risk? Extreme weather and drought force migration from rural to urban areas, often into crowded, resource-poor settlements with limited water, sanitation, and healthcare access. The Nature Medicine analysis notes that displaced populations experience higher rates of malnutrition, stress-induced immunosuppression, and exposure to novel pathogens. Simultaneously, movement of infected individuals disperses diseases across new geographies, seeding outbreaks in unprepared regions. This convergence of climate stress and demographic upheaval is particularly acute in low-income countries with limited adaptive capacity. Public health systems worldwide now face an imperative to integrate climate science with epidemiological surveillance and emergency response planning. The next 5 years will test whether health systems can implement the real-time data integration and cross-sector coordination that Nature Medicine identifies as essential to mitigating climate-driven disease emergence. Without sustained investment in surveillance infrastructure and climate-informed preparedness, health inequities will deepen as wealthier regions mobilize adaptive capacity while vulnerable populations bear disproportionate disease burden. Source: Climate Change and Infectious Diseases, Nature Medicine, published online 20th of May 2026.